If you value somebody, you gotta show them that you value the person. Drop them a message. Make a quick phone call. Send them a text. Send them a little Giphy. Yes, GIF, not JIF. Get it right. Send them something that shows that you've been thinking about them. Send them something quick saying, hey, you know, I woke up this morning. I came across this thing. It was a good positive message. Sending some positivity your way. Hey, man, I hope things are going good for you. We haven't talked in a while. How are things? Things are going great on my end. Hopefully it's all going good for you too. Send. How long does that take? 30 seconds? Less? Come on, guys. You could do it. Welcome, guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast where we empower you. Yes, you, to level up your life in faith, fellowship, fitness, and finance. Each episode is packed to the brim with practical tips and takeaways to help you to thrive. Guys, if you enjoy the show, please leave us a rating and a review as it really does mean the world to us. And if you want to see the show notes or any other resources that we just forgot to mention, be sure to check out this episode's description as you're going to see all the information that you need in there, including but not limited to the coaching program, the Foundational Pillars Coaching Program. Again, this program is out there for you guys who are ready to start your self-development journey. You need some help getting clarity on your goals. You want to form some kind of step-by-step action plan to be able to achieve that. And you want accountability, the most important part of it. That accountability to hold you to what you said you were going to do. If you want all of that, you have a goal in mind, or you want to start on your self-development journey, but you just don't know where to start, I highly recommend, guys, check out the link in this episode's description. Go to the website. I'm not going to wring your arm. Just go check it out. Read the information. And if you want to go ahead and hop on a pathway to peak performance planning session with me, you can go ahead and do that straight from the website. But if not, that's quite all right. Still here to give you a ton of value with today's episode where we're going to be talking about building meaningful relationships. And guys, let me start off by saying this. Isn't it interesting how in this age of digital technology that was supposed to make our lives easier and make us more connected, air quotes, it seems like we're more distant than ever before. It's so much easier to send somebody a text, so much easier to send somebody a DM than it is to go and call them even and say, hey, do you want to hang out? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? We have been losing that tangible, real, in-person, dap you up, my brother man connections. So I want to ask and pose this question. Do you remember, not even that long ago, back when friendships were not gauged by an online presence or online followers of any sort, but by actual deep connections, deep conversations, like you actually had to talk to people? Remember that time? I know some of y'all might be reminiscing, oh, those were the good old days and things of that nature. Well, let me tell you, the good old days can still be the good old days nowadays. But we have to put in some work to make that happen. And in order to make that happen, I've got 5 ways today to help you to make that happen and make that a reality for yourself. So without any further ado, let's hop straight into these. And we're going to start off with 1, and that is to prioritize depth over breadth. Depth over breadth. What does that even mean? We want to prioritize deepening a friendship versus making it very broad. So this is why a lot of times you'll see people who are maybe up in high places or people who are very high performers, high achievers, or whatever you want to call them. A lot of times they'll have a friend group that is very, very small. Maybe 2, 3, no more than like 4 people really that they really call their true close friends. Why is that? It comes down to this. Do you want 1,000 people to know who you are, but on a very baseline, shallow level, and just say, oh, I know his name's Rashawn. I know he's this amount of, I know he's this old. I know he makes this much money, and that's about it. They don't really know you. They know about you. That's what it is. A shallow acquaintance basically knows about you, but a deep friend knows you. Let me say that one more time for the people in the back. A shallow acquaintance knows about you, but a deep friend knows you. What do I mean by that? I'm not going to repeat the shallow acquaintance one because we already talked about that. They just know about you, a couple facts, check Wikipedia, check Google, check your website, whatever. They know about you. Someone says your name, someone will be able to say, oh yeah, I know about that guy. But a deep friend That person knows your personal struggles. They know what you personally go through on a day-to-day basis. They know what trips you up. They know all the things that are your weak spots, and they help you to strengthen those. They hold you accountable when you say, hey, I want to be able to strengthen my capabilities of talking to people in real life. Okay, cool. They'll give you some advice, and then they'll say, okay, let's work on that together. I'm going to hold you accountable. I want you to check in with me every single week and send me a text, because you said that you were going to go talk to 3 new people a day. Did you do that? Show me the proof, yes or no. That is the deep friend. That's someone who cares for you deeply and truly. And let me tell you, it's very, very hard to find those people. Even in my life personally, I have a lot of acquaintances, a lot of people that I talk to, but there's really less than 5 people I can really call like a true, true friend. Like if I was in trouble, I know I could go to their house at like 2 a.m. and be like, yo, I'm in trouble. I'm not being chased by the police or anything. I just need a place to crash tonight, and I'll be out of your hair tomorrow morning, and they will open their doors. Like, I know there's like less than 5 people who would do that for me. And that is just an example of a true deep friendship. And on top of that, I know those people won't want anything in return. They'll just say, yep, I know who you are. I know how you are. It's just life happens for sure. Prioritize depth over the breadth of the amount of friends that you have. That leads us into point number 2, and that is to embrace vulnerability.
But Rashad, oh my God, I don't know if I want to be able to embrace the vulnerability. That's just like, no, I don't want people knowing the ins and outs, the ups and downs of my interpersonal lives.
Okay, I didn't say you had to go do all of that, okay? In fact, I recommend you don't, because a good rule of thumb is if you're ashamed to hear it on the 6 p.m. evening news, you probably shouldn't say it. Now, start simple. Start with some very, very simple vulnerabilities. Something like, I have a fear of public speaking. I have a fear of standing in front of crowds. I am fearful of going to the gym because I am feared that I'm going to be judged. You know, start with things like that and then work your way to where you feel comfortable, to a state where you're saying, okay, here's the line that I draw. I'm not going to go past this line here. Start with something super, super small and then work your way up from there. But the point is, you have to embrace that, because if you do that, that is how you start to build up that genuine connection. You start saying, I'm fearful of going to the gym because I do not want to be judged in the gym. And then other people will say, oh, I used to feel that way. Oh, you should come to the gym with me. I could be your personal trainer. I'll make sure that you're in the right mindset. I'll make sure you're in the right headspace. You'd be surprised how many people will actually come out to help you if you just admit where you're being vulnerable. Again, within reason. Point number 3 I got for you is consistent communication. This is one that I am trying to actively work on myself. And that is that if you value somebody, you got to show them that you value the person. Drop them a message. Make a quick phone call. Send them a text. Send them a little Giphy. Yes, GIF, not JIF. Get it right. Send them something that shows that you've been thinking about them. Set up some time to meet with them. Something, anything. Right? I'm not saying you have to go text them every single day because people have lives. But what I'm saying is every now and again, send them a positive, uplifting message. Send them something quick saying, hey, you know, I woke up this morning, I came across this thing. It was a good positive message. Sending some positivity your way. Send. Hey man, I hope things are going good for you. Just felt the need to come in and check on you here. We haven't talked in a while. How are things? Hey sis, how's it going? Haven't talked in a while. How are things? Things are going great on my end. Hopefully it's all going good for you too. Send. How long does that take? 30 seconds? Less? Come on guys, you could do it. If the person doesn't respond, then the person doesn't respond. That's your worst case, right? The person doesn't respond. At least you know in your heart of hearts, you are trying to reach out to the person and see how the person's doing. Consistent communication, you'll be surprised. And then I've done this to a couple people. I mean, it'll be as much as some people having a whole blown conversation that leads to us saying, okay, we're gonna meet up. To some people just even saying, hey, thanks bro, thanks for checking in. Things are going great. Glad to hear you're doing okay too. Something as simple as that, just that way you can know that, hey, this person's thinking about me. They're sending me some positivity, letting me know things are gonna be all right. If they're not, whatever it may be, you'll be surprised how often just one quick positive message could encourage somebody. Even personal example, even for me, right? I make a lot of content. Right? I put out a lot of content. I put out podcasts. I put out shorts. I put out posts on LinkedIn. I do a lot. Okay. I do a lot. And a lot of times when I'll get positive feedback, whether it be through a YouTube comment or whether it be through an Instagram DM or anything like that, it's always nice to see a positive comment, because then you know, hey, people are resonating with this content. People are resonating with the value that I'm giving, and it encourages you to then go ahead and do more. Okay, I'm not saying you all have to go ahead and leave a positive comment on every single post that I make, because that might get a little bit overwhelming. But when you feel the genuine need or the genuine want to give somebody a genuine compliment or some positivity, do it. Don't hold it back. You have no idea what they're going through. You have no idea what they're going through in their daily lives. Give them a little bit of positivity. You'll be surprised how far that goes. Number four, I kind of bled into this point a little bit more, but this is to invest time. Relationships are not a drive-through experience, right? There's not just a go up to the window, say what you want, pick it up, and then you're gone, right? And then you come back when it's convenient. These things require time. They require effort. They require energy. It's not just a like. It's not just a comment. It's not just a repost. It's not just a retweet. It's not just none of that. It actually requires you to text or to call or to set up time. Anything good in life requires time, effort, and energy. Relationships are no different. So you got to invest that time with that individual or individuals, so that way you can help to cultivate that. And lastly, number five is to seek shared experiences. I know I've been alluding to meeting up with people and talking with people, but a really, really good way to expand upon the last point I made, which is investing time, is to go ahead and seek some shared experiences. In fact, here, grab your phone. I want you to grab your phone right now. If you're listening to this on your phone, grab it right now and go to your app store and look up an app called Get Your Guide or TripAdvisor or anything of that nature, and find fun stuff to do in your town, city, state, wherever. Then what I want you to do is get a group of your closest friends that are truly friends, remember, truly friends, and then I want you to go ahead, set up a day, and go do stuff. Go do stuff. For example, let's say you live in Illinois. Live in Northern Illinois. What can you do? You can make a day to go to Six Flags. Or let's say you live in the United States somewhere. You can say, we're going to go to Disneyland. We're going to go to LA. We're going to go to Texas. We're just going to find stuff to do. We're going to go to Chicago, find stuff to do. Let's say you live in wherever, right? You can figure it out, right? Wherever, because I don't really have worldwide listenership, so I can't go through every single country and name stuff. But you get the idea. Find fun stuff where it is that you live. Get together your closest group of friends and go do stuff. Go do fun stuff. Enjoy each other's presence. Get off your phone, unless you're taking a picture. Get off your phone and actually enjoy other people's presence, other people's company. Enjoy the time that is that you're there. Because when you enjoy the time that you're there with that person, that allows you to form those deeper connections. Then in 1, 2, 5, 10 months' time, whatever, you can hit them up and say, hey, bro, I was just thinking about you because I was going through my gallery. And remember that time we went to go visit Disneyland, or we went to go to Miami, Florida? And remember that time that you end up choking on a grape at that one restaurant? LOL, here's the picture. Send it. That person was there. They remember that experience. And now you're starting up a whole other conversation. And then the person's like, oh, haha, I remember that. And you're having another conversation. That is now, what are you doing now? You're investing time in the person. You're having that consistent communication, and now you're deepening a relationship with that person. You're sharing the experience that you already had. Now you're touching on all these. So naturally, you're beginning to deepen that relationship with that individual, meaning you're forming a stronger connection. So I'll leave you with this question. After all of that being said, are you content with just emojis? Are you content with just texting people across the internet and then that's it, never leading to anything else? Or do you actually want a real life connection where, yes, you can still text the person, yes, you can still call them, but at the end of the day, when you meet up in person, it's like a whole different thing. You want that kind of a relationship where you can just meet up with the person and say, man, once you meet up with them here, it's been 2 years since we last saw each other, but it's like you picked right back up from where you left off, like nothing changed. Do you want that? Or are you comfortable just being on your phone and just texting people all the time on the phone? Oh, hey, how you doing? And then not even getting on the phone and actually calling them or setting anything up. What are you more comfortable with? If you yearn for those real life deep communications, guys, prioritize the depth over the breadth. You want to embrace vulnerability with these people. You want to have consistent communication. You want to invest time and you want to seek those shared experiences. So the ball's in your court at the end of the day. If you're fine with just sending text all day and sending memes and GIFs, not GIFs, get it right, all day, fine. That's perfectly fine. You do you, boo-boo, in the words of Kevin Hart. But if you want more out of life, you want more out of your relationships, I highly recommend you take action on the 5 points that I gave you. And that, guys, is what I have for you for this week's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast. And I hope you guys got something valuable from this episode. Take action on one of those 5 tips, guys. Take action on one of those 5 tips. I guarantee you, your life's going to change. If you enjoyed the show, please leave us a rating and review, as it really, really does help the show. It really does mean the world to us. Again, if you want to see any show notes or anything or any kind of resources that are linked to this episode, go ahead, check this episode's description. If you're interested in the coaching program, the Foundational Pillars Coaching Program, where we take you from, I don't know what I want to do with my life, to I have a clear goal and an action plan of how to get there, and you really want that help, click the first link in this episode's description to go ahead and check it out. Check out what I offer, and we can go ahead and hop on a call and see if you be a fantastic fit and see if I can help you out to accomplish your goals. With all that being said, guys, take care, and I'll see you all next time.